shows?
Is that what you would call them?
Movies or pictures. Picture show, we used to talk about going to picture show, which was a movie. I've heard people just say that, so I don't.
Do they ever call a theater by any other name? Would they ever call it a picture house?
Well, I wouldn't doubt with what they might have.
Did you ever use that word, those words?
I think maybe we used to have a theater, maybe they, so I think I've heard people use that term.
Okay, I
haven't been in a theater to a movie for so many years, a good many years.
But can I get you to pronounce that? How would you call it a picture house perhaps?
Well, I think you'd probably more likely call it a theater.
I think
you probably
That's
would.
Great.
But then I think I have heard people use that expression, maybe a picture house.
Okay, what about if you were going to visit another city and you didn't have relatives there, you'd lodge at a...
Well, you'd either go, I suppose, to a motel or a hotel,
okay.
One or the other.
Okay, that's great. Now, how would you express, let's say that there are buildings on all four corners here, and this would be going across the street like that. How would you express this angle here?
Well, I've heard people say catty corner.
Okay.
That's one word. It might be a slang expression, but what would you say? Opposite direction that way.
That's fine.
What would you say?
Well, see, you'd say, I'd say kitty corner.
Well, but maybe that is kitty corner.
But
or catty corner, I've heard them use that expression. Cattywampus. I've been hearing people say cattywampus.
What's cattywampus?
A cattywampus that wasn't straight.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, it's just a slang expression, I guess.
Are there any other terms that might express something that's not straight? Have you ever heard of anti-godly?
Yes, I've heard that word. And that's something that's not straight, I think.
Did you ever use that?
I don't know whether I ever have myself, but I've heard that word, but I haven't heard it for ages.
Can I hear you pronounce that then?
Anti-godly? I know I've heard it.
That's
like I say, I
That's
don't know.
Word. Okay.
Yeah.
So many of these things I haven't even thought of.
What about if there were an explosion, let's say, an explosion and pieces went like that? How would you express that, the travel of those pieces? You'd say those pieces went?
Well, they just, they explode, they just fly all over or go. How would you say it?
Would you ever say they went every which way?
Well, they might. Well, you might. I've heard that expression.
But that's
yes.
Not so much one of yours?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not for myself, but yes, I've heard that.
Okay, what about, words of parting. I guess we've come to that part of the interview. you wave to someone?
Well, you wave goodbye is one, I think, seemed like most just. That I'm used to would say goodbye to somebody or so goodbye or something.
What about real close friends? Would you say anything other than goodbye?
Well, I don't know. My granddaughter left yesterday and I said goodbye to her and I said, I hope you have a safe trip. And I don't know.
What? I've heard it say, I'll see you.
Well, yes, things like that. You know, you might, I don't know what any particular set expression, but goodbye, it seems like or so long, people
okay.
say so long, you know, and
okay.
I guess more sentimental things it would be than,
okay.
but.
Well, that's great. I think that'll do it.